Local councils are getting money to come up with plans to control invasive turtles, pond sliders from North America, classed by Europe as invasive alien species of Union concern. The female ones can be as big as dinner plates, but it's too cold here for them to breed. Rob Gandola is Senior Science Officer for the Herpetological Society of Ireland and is with us now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What sort of turtles are you trying to control here and why?
So they're in this genus, the Trachomys genus, and they've been on the EU list of species of concern since almost the get-go. So their trade and transport was banned in 1997 after the popularity of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, you know, kind of created an explosion, people wanting to keep these very cute, tiny little, you know, baby turtles that would be the size of a 2 euro coin, but then would rapidly, you know, require greater amounts and levels of care as they grew towards, as you said, the size of a dinner plate when they hit like fully grown adult size.
So if they're banned, how do they get into the country?
Well, the pet trade in Ireland isn't regulated. You know, inspections at ports and even training of ports for the actual port authorities, you know, has been lacking over the last number of decades. So, you know, they're very similar in appearance to a lot of species of also popular other species of freshwater turtles that would also be in the trade as well. You know, so there's like this perfect storm of things that are kind of happening that, you know, what should have been dealt with 30 years ago nearly is still ongoing. So this is where this project has come from.
Do you have any idea how many there are here?
We don't really know. So we're reliant on the public to send in their sightings to the data center, which then come to us as independent verifiers. But what we do know is that in the vast majority of cases, all of the rehoming centers and rehabilitation centers are absolutely full of, you know, these slider turtles with, you know, them turning down, you know, offers of new individuals essentially every day. And then you get to the situation with the regulated zoos in Ireland also, you know, coming in to discover boxes of turtles being left on the doorstep, which seems to be quite a common occurrence.
Why do people get rid of them?
Understand it. Well, they get big, they get smelly, you need filters and tanks, or you do want to put them outside and they can't have a pond in the garden for whatever reason, you know, or they just get bored of them because they're not as cute as they were when they were tiny little baby turtles, you know, and you know, then they read a lot of things, you know, about appropriate husbandry, and it kind of scares them away. Or, you know, it comes down to the very basic fact that they were never given appropriate advice when they were buying the turtle in the first place.
If they're not breeding, what harm are they doing?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword there. Like, we have absolutely no idea. So they could be impacting on our own native ecosystems.
Are
so
they?
Like, they could be eating everything that they come into. We don't know. There's never been a dietary analysis study that's conducted on sliders. And the other side of that argument is if they're being dropped into an ecosystem, coming from, you know, what could be a very warm, cushy lifestyle where they're fed and they're kept in warm water and then they're abandoned into a cold water ecosystem. They could be sick. They could, you know, they may not be warm enough to be able to feed. So they're feeding off fat reserves that they've created while they've been a pet to somebody and they're slowly starving to death. You know, so there's a welfare issue here as well. It's not just that we think they're having a negative effect on ecosystems. There's very much a welfare issue here. And a lot of the pictures that do get sent into the data centre are, you know, animals that are showing symptoms of being very, very unwell.
So €10,000 to Cork City, Cork County, Dublin City, Dunleary, Fingal, Kildare, South Dublin and Wicklow councils. What would they do with that money?
So this is year one of a 3-year project, ideally. So the first part of it is we're going to have to hire some staff, and it's going to be a meta-analysis of how we're going to look at how the European countries are dealing with this, because they're banned throughout the EU. And then what we really need to do, and what's really important, because like essentially the rest of the project can't progress if we can't get the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine and National Parks and Wildlife Licensing Services to the table to come up with a permitting system. Because as it stands, no permitting system exists, which means that anybody who finds one of these animals you know, is actually, they're actually contravening the new legislation that came in at the end of last summer to hold it. And anybody who wants to try and rehome these animals needs to be permitted to do so. And that's not possible because the permit system doesn't exist. So we need a permit system to be created to facilitate all of these protocols and guidelines that we actually want to, you know, that would actually clarify the situation for everybody, including practitioners and, you know, the rehome and the rehabilitation centres.
Rob Gantle, a senior science officer for the Herpetological Society of Ireland. Thanks for speaking with us.